We were going to go there with the right mindset. I knew that. They had prepared, and usually if you prepare right, you got a great chance.
When you got here, when you looked back at the film last year, did you see a guy in Paul that had real potential as a guy attacking gaps?
Well, you know, we knew Paul. I mean, anybody that was in the process of thinking about selecting him knew him pretty good, and we had studied him hard at when he was at Memphis and when I was with the Jets, and he was a guy that we thought a lot of because there's not many guys his size that have his athletic ability. And, you know, the other thing he has that's really something is he's a great conditioned player for a big man. I mean, he played almost every play, had two really super effort plays, jumped up, knocked a pass down. So thought he did a great job. And, you know, we all understood what kind of talent this guy had. And, you know, he and to his credit, too, he's worked really hard, you know, to become a technician in there, and has taken coaching very well from Tommy Brazier. And, you know, really pleased where he is. And now we got to, like the rest of our defense, we got to keep trying to get better each day.
Did you reduce the amount of react stuff you had to
do? Well, we still play a lot. I mean, we're more similar to that than people maybe would realize. You know, I mean, we do a lot of, quote, two-gapping, but, you know, we certainly get on the edge of blockers and do that and try to take advantage, not just of him, but anybody ability to disrupt. And so it's kind of a combination of those two things that from a technique standpoint that we do. So, and he's blessed that he can do both of those and do them very well.
Bob, for a young guy, rookie, an Ivy Leaguer, a seventh-round draft pick, you got Catapano a lot of work as a situational rusher. How do you feel about how he did?
I thought he did really well, and as you know, Cap missed a lot of time in preseason, and we'd kind of, you know, went back and forth what he was going to be when he came here, and then after OTAs, kind of the consensus opinion, you know, of Coach, you know, Gary Gibbs and Tommy, you know, we could use this guy right now in sub situations because he's a good rusher. He can be inside or outside as a rusher. He's got a great motor. Obviously, you know, he's an intelligent guy, so he can take on a lot of different jobs, and I think his role just will keep going. I thought he did a really, really nice job for first game in the NFL.
Do you think that he'll do a lot of that this again this week?
Well, yeah, I think he's gonna. Yeah, he's part of our packages, and you know, every game has its own flavor, but you know, I don't see any. I'll say this: his role isn't getting reduced. You know, he'll just keep playing, and he does a really good job.
But Alan Bailey's back. We missed a week. How does that all fit?
Well,
that was Mike's opportunity.
Yeah, and I think it's like anything, too. You know, we do a pretty good job of rolling players through there. And, you know, like we always tell them, you know, if there's something you can do well, we're probably going to try to find some way to use that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we, like we say, we create their own personnel package and get them on the field that way. But we're gonna, anybody that we take to a game, we're going to try to find a way to use their talent, you know, whether they're primarily there for special teams or they're a backup role. You know, we want to be able to use all the bodies that we take, and I think it keeps guys, you know, excited during the week of practice. They know long-term-wise, hey, if I keep working, I'm going to find my way on that field. And so, you know, I don't. Alan coming back is a plus for us, not a minus. So,
no, I didn't mean that.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that it'll give us a chance to have some people to rotate and some different packages up there.
And kind of in that same vein, what are some of the skills Eric Berry has that makes you feel so comfortable using them, kind of so close to the line of scrimmage and the box? And all?
Well, you know, of course, Eric's, you know, in his career has played, you know, the dime role a lot here in the past and does a really good job. He's you know, like I've said many times, he's a unique player because he has the ability to play deep. He has the ability to match up on a tight end, match up on a running back, has a good feel in the running game, just can kind of dart in and out. And just, you know, I mean, that's a talent he has, and he's becoming more proficient, you know, at understanding some of those things, I think, in there, and has worked really hard at his underneath coverage, his skills, not just man-to-man, but all the other things we're doing. And you know, he gives us great flexibility, and you know, usually you're there, people are trying to find a way to get a positive matchup if you're on offense, and you know, with he and DJ down, you know, we can match up pretty good.
Couple more guys.
How important is it to
make sure you covered, but Jason Witten obviously is a very talented tight end, and then of course they got the guys on the outside too.
Yeah, well they got, to be truthful, they just have a lot of weapons there. That's why they're one of the better offenses in the National Football League. They got a quarterback that can make every throw, does a great job, as you're saying. You got Dez on the outside, who's a handful for everybody, and Jason Witten's been a staple there, and I think without question, that's certainly a guy that Romo trusts and counts on in real critical situations. Had 100 plus catches a year ago. All three wideouts, or all three receivers, are over, almost two of them are 1,000, and one was just under 1,000 receptions yards. So that tells you something about them. So they're just a really good football team that's going to demand we play really well, and you can't let down at all, because they can attack you in a lot of different areas.
What have the good teams done to keep Witten not under control, but at least stay accounted for?
Well, I mean, you if you can match up with him, and do that. And the problem when you get into any of the other stuff, you try to double a guy like Witten, then there's somebody that's left free on the outside. So you get in a lot of those problems, and you like most of the good offensive teams, you can't just go in and do one thing, or they're going to carve you up and do that. So you just got to mix it up, and you got to mix up man and zone, and you got to try to get your hands on them a little bit. But more than anything, I think you just got to change up what's happening out there. So the quarterback's not comfortable, Witten's not comfortable, and then you got to play your tail off.
Do all those guys make it more difficult to blitz?
Well, you got to cover. That's one way to look at it. The other one, they got to block. So, we're gonna be true to who we are and what we do. And one thing we love about our system is we're fluid. We're not. That isn't the only thing we do. We got a sack on a 3-man rush the other day. So we can keep you as off balance as they can keep us off balance, and that's really the objective here, is that hopefully they can't dictate everything to us, that they have to deal with us a little bit, and we don't want to become just one thing, so we work hard at that. The players understand that concept, that we got to be able to do several different things here, because every team is different, and then, like I say, you don't want to just get to a position where that's what you are, period.
Okay. Coach, is it a coach's dream to have players who are inspired by each other? Tama was talking about when somebody makes a sack, it's kind of a competition, that they all want to step up and make a big play without getting out of their gap and their assignment.
Yeah, I think one, what's really exciting is that these guys generally – enjoy playing with each other. I mean, they enjoy the these guys as teammates. They have fun with each other. I mean, that's one of the things seems strange, but we always tell them, hey, this is a hard game, but we can have fun. We can enjoy what we're doing. And, since the first meeting, we said, we don't want you to come in this building or come in these meetings and be thinking drudgery. We're not, that's not what we want. We want this to be, it's hard work. When you lose, it isn't fun. But you still come in, we're all blessed to have a great, great thing going here, from us coaching to them playing in the National Football League is, I think for all of us a dream come true. So we can't forget that. And I think the closer they get, the more that they depend on each other and the more that they count on each other, the better off we can be.